Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Bhakta Vinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama you a very, very, very warm welcome to our Gaura meditation this evening. And before we start, in all earnestness, I would just like to say what we are doing in the Gaura meditations. We are actually combining three very powerful processes of bhakti. and bring this into an evening that is hopefully spiritually uplifting, empowering, and, dare I say it, infectious. The first element is talking or kata, based on scriptures, revelations, various texts. The second is singing, and the third is meditation. Thus we bring Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam together into a very potent a dose of spiritual inspiration. Let me pick up where we left the last time. Now, do you remember how Krishna, when he was living in Dwaraka, felt this deep separation from Vrindavan, his friends, his parents, and first and foremost, the gopis? There was one specific gopi which would always be in his mind, and in the night when the dreams come, Krishna could not keep her name hidden any longer. In his deep sleep, he murmured, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. It was one morning when he did not show up, and Narada had come for a visit. Balaram was there and Uddhava, and they were worried. Where's Krishna? He's still in his sleeping room and his pillow is drenched with his tears. So they had some discussion, and Narada informed them, I think he feels deep separations from Vrindavan. Okay, then Uddhava and Balaram said, we must bring him to Vrindavan. Said Narada, that's a very good idea, but if he just comes unannounced, he will find everyone in Vrindavan crying for him, and that will be disastrous. Already he's crying here, there he will cry even more. So they had a long discussion who should go before Krishna and inform the Brijbasis that Krishna is coming, so that they would be able to make a joyous welcome ceremony. Do you remember how in the meantime Radharani, not being able to tolerate the pangs of separation, had gone to one particular forest, Niduvan, to end her life? How she had declared that, when my last moments come, my dear friends, take mud from the Yamuna, rub it over my body, and then inscribe with your finger the name Syam, or Krishna, on my body. A very, very heart-wrenching narration telling us of separation of Krishna. Do you remember how just at that moment Krishna had finally arrived? He quickly hurried to Nidovan, and there he saw his most beloved Srimati Radharani in this dying condition, and how he had seen her and his eyes had become very big. His arms had shrunken into his body and protruded like this, and how he had taken the form of Jagannath, the form which is worshipped in Puri. All this we have discussed in great detail in our last Gora meditation. I would like to bring, however, the essence at the start of this one to our discussion. In the form of Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna feels acute separation from Radharani. In a way, he is floating in the ocean of Radha's love. He is moved by the waves of her emotions. Now, when someone sees Jagannath, who's really exalted, who is in that mood of Radharani, when someone enters in this mood in the Jagannath temple in Puri today, he will see what Lord Chaitanya saw. Syam Sundar Krishna playing his enchanting flute. This is the idea of those great, great devotees who follow in Chaitanya's wake. They understand Jagannath is Krishna feeling acute pangs of separation from Radha. So, yes, it is said there are two crying forms in Jagannath Puri. I know one godbrother of mine has always expressed this, His Holiness Go Govinda Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha crying for Krishna. That's the first crying form. The second is Jagannath, who is in the mood of Krishna, or who is Krishna himself crying for Radha. So when Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, Jagannath shows him his Shyama Sundar form. And when Jagannath sees Mahaprabhu, he sees Radha. That is the union of Radha and Krishna. I know these are high subjects, but by just listening to them, we will get an idea what is love. The whole world is speaking about love, but does anyone know that type of love, which is so spiritually potent as this one? We will hear now more after having set the frame about Lord Chaitanya's amazing Puri pastimes. But I would like to request all of you that we first sing together a song glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, so that we can obtain some blessings, blessings for this evening, blessings for our life, so that our bhakti journey will be successful. It's a famous song which I have requested our nightingale, Gokrishna, to sing with all of us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, may Lord Chaitanya please be merciful to me. Who, other than you, can be found in the three worlds being more merciful? Everyone, please. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Thank you. Prabhu Lokanatha.
Prabhu Srinivasa
Daya Kara Chiyachaya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara Mare My dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me and all of us. Because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls. But I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. And then he says, my dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss, since you always appear very happy. I have come to you because I'm most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, then I may also become happy. A wonderful prayer. A few more verses. The idea is to collect blessings. By the power of blessings, impossible is no longer unfeasible. We will be imbued with a strength that is not our own. When the blessings come, we will be able to go beyond the borders and limitations. We also talked about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his first darshan of Jagannath and what transpired, you know, how they were looking at each other, Chaitanya at Jagannath and Jagannath at Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had become so desirous to be close to the Lord that he started to run toward the altar. He wanted to climb the altar and embrace the Lord, but before he could reach there, he fainted. The guards were there, thinking this is a madman, and wanted to beat him so that he comes to consciousness and leave the temple. But Savabhoma Bhattacharya, the royal pandit, had watched the extraordinary golden Lord. He had felt something in his heart and he stepped quickly in between the guards and Mahaprabhu, protecting Mahaprabhu with his own body so that the guards would not beat him. And then he ordered men to carry the unconscious Lord to his nearby house. Even now, you can see from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, a tunnel which goes directly into the temple. It's no longer safe to use the temple because of the snakes which are in there. They didn't take the tunnel. The men went on the road and brought Mahaprabhu into the house. When Sarvabhauma examined the Lord, he saw his abdomen was not moving. There were no indications of life or breathing. So just to see, is he dead? He took a cotton swab and held it before the nostrils of the Lord. And there he saw a slight movement in the fibers of the cotton swab and could think, oh, he is still breathing. For 9 hours. 9 hours. That's not 20 minutes or half an hour. That was 9 total hours. The Lord was lying there as if dead. In the meantime, his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Damodar Pandit, who were traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had arrived in the temple and heard that the Lord was brought to the house of Sarvabhauma. So they also came there. And when they saw him lying unconscious, without even the slightest sign of life, they started to chant the names of the Lord into his ear. And he came back from that level to this level. My own exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, had been going into these states of ecstasy, and we, his disciples, sat before him speechless, captured and gripped by the atmosphere which exuded from him. When he came one time out of it, it was in Mayapur where I was also present, we asked him, what should we do when you come into these states? It seems you have gone far, far, far away. And he gave the same advice. Chant Hare Krishna, he said. That's what the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu also did. Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness. He rose up and very sweetly, very gently, very tenderly, he asked his associates, what has happened? And where was I? Nityananda Prabhu replied, immediately after seeing Lord Jagannath, you fainted and became deeply unconscious. By providence, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, and he arranged that you would be brought to his house. You were so much overwhelmed in ecstasy that for 9 hours you did not move. But now you are with us. And then Nityananda looked at someone who waited in the distance. The door was the royal pandit, Sarvabhauma, the intellectual giant of India's philosophical schools, had bowed down. Nityananda said, this is Sarvabhauma offering his obeisances. Now you must know that Sarvabhauma was highly skeptical of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, he heard rumors from pilgrims who had come from Navadvip to Puri about this young man. He had heard of his massive kirtans. He had heard how he displayed the highest symptoms of ecstasy. He had heard how he even converted the Qazi, who represented a huge government. But he had thought, it's a charlatan, a magician. Because what he also had heard had raised his suspicion. He had heard that Nimai Pandit, that's the name before of Chaitanya, before he took sannyas, had a school of logic where he explained in all kinds of logical arguments the truth of all existence. He had heard how he had given up the school and had become an ecstatic singer of God's holy name, and that was absolutely a no-go for Sarvabhauma. Be serious, don't dance with people in public, control your senses and the mind, not hula hula. That was his feeling. But even he, on first meeting, could not escape the almost enchanting grip of Mahaprabhu's spiritual charisma, the effulgence, the atmosphere. When Lord Chaitanya saw Sarvabhauma, he got up completely, hurried to the place where he was and embraced him and said, Jagannath is most merciful because he brought me to the house of Sarvabhauma. You must keep in mind and remember, Sarvabhauma was a known figure. He was really a champion of intellectual pursuit. He was so highly placed, he had a school where 2,000 world-renowned sannyasis learned Vedanta under his tutelage. He was known all over India, from south to north. And Mahaprabhu said, I am now here in your house. Then he spoke, I was so greatly anxious to attain your association. Now Krishna easily fulfilled my desire. And then he smiled. Now here, he said, what happened? I went and saw Jagannath. When I saw him, I had an instant urge to grab and embrace him to my chest. But after I went in his direction, I don't know what happened to me. But you were there. You saved me. And then Mahaprabhu did a very amazing declaration. He said, so that this does not repeat itself, I will from this day on never come so close. I will stand in the visitor's hall by the pillar or stamba of Garuda, and from there, a safe distance, I will see Lord Jagannath. Something about the architecture of this temple. There's the inner Sanctus Sanctorum, you see, say in Latin, language, the most sacred space, the altar space, then before is a small room where those who are privileged to have a closed darshan can come. And then behind that is a larger hall, the visitor's hall, where also kirtan and katha is going on. And at the end of that hall is the Garuda Stamba, the pillar on which Garuda, the mystical eagle, the winged carrier of the Lord, waits to quickly bring the Lord wherever he wishes to go. He's just almost like a vahan, a vehicle, a private jet, or so on. The Garuda airline is there. So that is in the distance where Mahaprabhu stood. It is here where Lord Chaitanya would always stand and lean with one hand on the Garuda Stamba and cry profuse tears, being moved to look at Syamsunda Krishna, whom he saw in Jagannath. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj describes this darshan in a very moving verse. Garudera sanidane rahi kare darashane se anande rakhi kahi pa pole. Garuda stambera tale acheka nimna kale sekala barila ashrujale. Staying near the Garuda Stamba, the Lord would look upon Lord Jagannath. What can be said about the strength of that love? On the ground beneath the column, of the Garuda Stamba was a deep ditch, and that ditch was filled with the water of his tears. Many, many years ago, I obtained for my birthday this beautiful deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaning against the Garuda Stamba. When you go there today, if you can go, then you will see in the Garuda Stamba three indentions from his fingers. He was so much moved by ecstasy that even matter melted. Also, you will see on the ground where he stood his footprints, which have been washed into the stone by the profuse tears which came from him. See, here's Garuda, the eagle carrier. When Mahaprabhu viewed Lord Jagannath from behind this Garuda column, hundreds and thousands of people in front of him were having the darshan of Jagannath. Now on one occasion, suddenly a small little woman who could not see because there were so many people in front of her, took the column and somehow, like a mountain climber, maybe she took the Kamen climbing method, I do not know. She somehow climbed up, stood on the shoulders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that she could look over the tall heads of the people in front of him. Just imagine the scene when Govinda, the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw this. He was beside himself. What? On the shoulders of my Lord? A lady? Small lady? He just said, get down, get down, get down, and made some gesture. And the poor lady noticed what she had done. And somehow, I don't know if she climbed down or fell down, at least she came down. And she paid her obeisance and said, sorry, 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 I didn't notice anything. I was just so, I wanted to see Lord Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu got notice of this, you must know, Mahaprabhu works in three states of consciousness. They alternate. Oh, works is not the word. It is in three states of consciousness. One is the deepest level where he associates with Radha and Krishna. He sees Radha and Krishna's pastime in his inner consciousness. Let's say this is the deep level. And then there is the external, so-called external consciousness, where he sees through the senses and more or less sees things like you and me. See, I don't know if we can say he sees things like you and me. It's certainly different, but he uses his senses and he relates to the world which everyone sees. But there is a state in between. It's when he is no longer in the deepest states and not yet in the external state. It's called external. It's just like coming out of the deep state and entering the external state, the in-between state. So Mahaprabhu was in the state, and as he addressed Govinda, his words were like fire. You adivas, you uncivilized person, how could you ask this lady to get down from my shoulders? Let her see Lord Jagannath to her full satisfaction. And then he lamented. He was in this in-between state. When he was in the so-called external state, he would act according to social rules. But here he was in a different state. And he said, Lord Jagannath has not bestowed as much eagerness to see him as he has given to this devotee. She has fully absorbed her body, her mind and her entire life in Lord Jagannath. Therefore, she was unaware that she was putting her foot on my shoulder. He started to cry, alas, how fortunate this lady is. I pray at her feet that she favors me with the same eagerness which she feels for Lord Jagannath. This is the idea.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also always took his darshan of Jagannath from behind the Garuda Stamba. It is said, if you come to the Garuda Stamba, embrace the Garuda Stamba, or touch it, locals say that an embrace gives relief from incurable diseases. There is still a small imprint of the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath there, and so on. Now, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had talked some with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, please bring some Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. I will eat only some boiled vegetables, but please serve to the other devotees cakes and cream, meat preparations, sweet and baked preparations. It is my desire. So then in great bliss, they were partaking prasadam at the house of Lord of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. My dear devotees, there are wonderful glories described about Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. It is said that in Navadvip, you can attain Krishna Prema by singing Harinam. In Vrindavan, you can attain this Krishna Prema, love of Krishna, by the dust of the of Vrindavan. And in Jagannath Puri, you attain it by simply eating Mahaprasad. There's a story told in the Padma Purana about the powers of Mahaprasad. Narada Muni once visited Lord Shiva on Mountain Kailash. He had just come from Dwaraka, where he had overheard a discussion between Uddhava and Krishna. And in this discussion, Uddhava had glorified the Mahaprasadam. He had said, simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands, the fragrant oils, the clothes and the ornaments which you have worn, we, your servant, will indeed conquer your illusory energy, Maya. To tell you the truth, my Lord, said Uddhava, the ability to conquer Maya comes from eating your Mahaprasad remnants. That's my program, to go against Maya. I eat your Mahaprasad. Therefore, I always want your footsteps. And then Narada said, after I heard this, he said to Shiva, I thought, how can I get the Mahaprasad of the Lord? I must go to where the Lord is, to Vaikuntha, and I must get some of his food remnants. So for 12 long years, I went and I served Lakshmi. And after 12 years, Lakshmi said, is there anything I can do for you? You have served me so nicely. And I said, give me some Mahaprasad of the Lord. Lakshmi said, the Lord has personally forbidden me to give remnants of his food to anyone. But you have served me for 12 years. I shall make an exception. All this Narada Muni said. And then Lakshmi went to Narayan and said, Narayan, I was a little hasty. I went against your order. I promised to give Narada your Mahaprasad, but you have forbidden that it is given to anyone. Narayan said, well, then just take it hidden and take it in a way that no one sees it. And in this way, Lakshmi gave me Mahaprasad. And that's why I'm so blissful. And Shiva became very sad and said, "You have come here in a mood of affection, but you have eaten all the Mahaprasadam yourself. You have not kept anything for me." Oh, said Narada, "Let me see. I think I still have something." And from somewhere, he produced a little morsel of Mahaprasad, and he gave it to Shiva. And when Shiva ate that little morsel of Mahaprasad, he started to dance and dance and dance, and went to Parvati and said, "I'm very happy today, very ecstatic." Parvati asked, "Why?" "I have eaten the Mahaprasad of the Lord." Parvati became furious. He said, "You say you love me. You have cheated. You say you have affection for me, but you have cheated me. You have eaten the Mahaprasad alone without giving me anything." Shiva said, "Please, please calm down. I think you are not qualified." "What? Not qualified?" asked Parvati. "I will make a solemn vow now." Parvati, boiling, fiery, upset. "I will do austerities and ask the Lord to come to one place on the earth where everyone can get his Mahaprasad. He will stand there with eyes big, full of ecstasy, with arms protruding from his body, and everyone, dogs, dog eaters, beggars, kings, will get his Mahaprasad. And this is, my dear devotees, how it came that each day 52 offerings are brought to Lord Jagannath. It is said Lord Jagannath's hands are always wet because he eats constantly." Yes, and by getting some of that prasadam, your spiritual potency will increase and your own effulgence also. There are some rules to take the Lord's Mahaprasadam, out of which the first is, you must sit on the floor. No cushion for you, no chadar even. You have to sit. Before you, the Mahaprasad comes on a plantain leaf, and then you eat from there, because you should not sit even a little higher than the Mahaprasad. In this little reddish container, you can see, maybe, hopefully, there are 5 grains of Mahaprasad rice. And after this Gaura meditation evening, I will eat 1 grain and give the others to everyone in this ashram, because we want to be infused. We want our spiritual potency to grow, and so on. But while I eat, no cushion, no chair, no nothing. Prasadam is elevated, and it is saving the fallen. If when you have eaten, don't wash your mouth, swish your mouth with water, and then gulp the liquid with the remnants down. And even when you are ready, you should finished. You should use your hands to clean the floor, just to make sure that not even the smallest morsel has fallen down. Your tactile sense will detect it, and you can eat it, and then you can wash it. The idea here is that you should really, how do you say, respect the prasadam of the Lord. There's a verse, how Mahaprabhu, describing how Mahaprabhu ate. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's devotees ate all kinds of Jagannath's maha cakes, sweet rice. They were filling themselves up to their necks, and between each bite they chanted, Hari, 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 in great bliss. Must have taken a long time to finish the meal. Srila Prabhupada writes, it is the practice of Vaishnavas while taking prasad to chant the holy name of Lord Hari at intervals and also sing various songs such as Sharira Avijajal. Those who are honoring prasadam, accepting the remnants of food offered to the deity, must always remember that prasadam is not ordinary food. Prasadam is transcendental. He says, never consider prasadam to be like ordinary hotel cooking. By worshipping the deity, eating prasad, and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can always remain on the spiritual platform. My dear devotees, time is not merciful to us today. We will conclude this evening with just a very, very brief tune in. It is called a text meditation, a wisdom text meditation. I request you now to sit straight. Let us briefly meditate on Lord Chaitanya, who's most magnanimous because he does never consider the offenses of a living being. And he gives the highest treasure, love of Krishna, without discrimination. Take a few deep breaths. In and out. In and out. And bring your attention to your heart space. There, in the sacred space, where the world is very much in the distance, dwell or reside and listen. Lord Chaitanya moves his hand and feet. He raises his two golden rods of his arms. He trembles as he dances. And he loudly calls out, Hari, Hari, Hari. His eyes are like two large lotus flowers. He's immersed in tasting the nectar of pure love for Krishna. He's the crest jewel of all incarnations, and he vanquishes the inauspiciousness of all the worlds to this
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my obeisances again, again, and yet again. And all of us, please sing. Hare Krishna. Please sing together. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more last time together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Nityananda Rama ki. My dear devotees, dear friends, if you can tell me how to put an ocean into a small glass, or if you can tell me how to put the vast sky into a hat, then you might be able to tell me how to put Gauranga Mahaprabhu's blissful pastimes into 1 hour video presentation. I want to respect your time and end here and make a few concluding announcements. First of all, this coming Sunday, May 17th, that is in 2 days, there will be 3 programs which promise to be quite ecstatic, where I'm allowed to take part. One is Wisdom of the Sages with Raghunath and Kostuba. They are really hosting a wonderful philosophical program on the Bhagavatam, which is full of life and deep insights. That will be 2 p.m. Central European time, and we will engage in amazing discussions based on the Bhagavatam and various other things. I cordially invite you to participate. Then, the second program I wish to invite you is Living Name Online Course Part 5 out of 7. Instead of 3 p.m. CET, Central European Time, we will meet at 3:30 p.m., that is half an hour later. There will be new insights and exercises to absorb the mind entirely in chanting. And the last announcement, my God, the full program on Sunday, is Namaste at Home. I like this title so much. It's a retreat with several facilitators from the world of yoga, bhakti, Ayurveda. There will be Gauravani, Raghunath, and again, your humble servant at 6 p.m. CET. I'm aware that this is a lot. You will find the times and the announcements on this Facebook
page. In concluding, I just want to say thank you so much for coming to this forum. Somehow, in a spiritual way, although I can't see you with these eyes, I can feel you. Because in this evening, due to Mahaprabhu's kindness, I always feel there is a very special energy created. I also want to thank our Gaur Krishna, who's here, who's singing always and is always with us. So maybe I should move over. Have a wonderful time on your spiritual path. Absorb these inspirations and then, yeah, live by whatever new insights you live. Create a new mind and then you create a new life. All the best and Hare Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.